Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Shabnam Weber worked for 18 years in tea retail as president and CEO of Toronto-based Tea Emporium. She's also an accomplished tea educator, having established the Academy of Tea in 2016 and developed the THAC Tea Sommelier Program curriculum. Shabnam graduated from the University of Toronto with an honors degree in political science and a postgraduate diploma in psychology. A longtime Tea and Herbal Association of Canada board member, she was named president in 2018. In January, Shabnam traveled to Guwahati, Assam, as one of 44 country delegates and 14 observers at the recently concluded 25th session of the United Nations FAO Intergovernmental Group on Tea, IGGT. During the past 2 years, as a Working Group on Tea and Health member, she tirelessly promoted the merits of a unified global campaign to make the benefits of drinking tea relevant to younger generations. Hashtag Tea Power will generate a global buzz around tea and its role in improved fitness. Quote, there is extensive evidence supporting tea benefits in sports and fitness performance and optimal hydration, end quote, she explains. These scientific findings provide a framework for a youth-focused campaign that will encourage increased tea consumption. Shabnam, thank you so much for joining us on the Tea Biz podcast. I greatly admire your work as an ambassador and architect in tea marketing and an articulate spokesperson for tea health and wellness. Will you tell listeners how hashtag Tea Power came about?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Dan. It's always a pleasure chatting with you. And I have to say a big thank you to you as well for the work that you do within the industry, because it's really important. Tea Power really came out of this continued conversation that we were having at the FAO IGG on tea. And that was for on this desire to have global generic promotion. And it's a lofty endeavor and nice to say, but what do you focus it on? How do you do it? We decided that the focus of it should be tea and health. So out of that, a new working group was formed a couple of years ago, the Working Group on Tea and Health. And as a group, we got together and we had several meetings discussing who's our target, right? Throwing something out for everybody. It's just too much, especially when you consider that the marketing and promotion world that we live in now is no longer print and television and radio. It's digital. And if you look at how quickly digital changes and adapts, it's a very, very noisy environment, which means that you have to be very targeted. So the group decided that the focus should be on youth. When we decided that that was the focus, it was very clear to us that that tea and health messaging, we had to reposition it, because the tea and health messaging that I think the industry is focused on, which has been wonderful, has been on things like cardiovascular health, bone health, diabetes. They're all really important and critical things to be connected with tea and promoted on tea. But it's not what the youth are interested in, because thank goodness they're not concerned about cardiovascular health and diabetes. So we made a list of what issues are they interested in. And sport and fitness was pretty high on that list, as was beauty, healthcare, mindfulness, calmness, mental health, etc. So we needed to take a look at what scientific data that met the requirements that we had set for ourselves as a group. The one that we found everything on that met all of the requirements was sport and fitness. Sport and fitness, hydration, and mental health. So that's sort of a fast forward version of what took us 2 years to put together.
So what's the next step?
What the working group is doing now is putting together the campaign. And that means that we're putting together all the scientific evidence, because our regulators require scientific evidence if we're going to make these kinds of promotional claims. And then from there, we're also putting in images and just ideas, suggestions, hashtags that everybody's going to share, et cetera, to put out for everybody within the tea industry to have access to use. And, you know, I can't stress enough things like hashtags, because as I just said earlier, we're in this very, very noisy world of social media. And the way that I'm going to promote tea power is going to be different than Sri Lanka might, or India might, or China might, or Kenya might, because it needs to be focused for our market and what works for our market. But what connects the whole conversation are going to be hashtags. Because if we're all sharing the same hashtag, then we're all sending out the same message. And what I reminded the group of when we met in India just a few weeks ago was that we actually, as an industry, managed to trend number one on Twitter in 2021. And we managed to do that because we all agreed to use hashtag tea. It's really quite simple. Hashtag tea on International Tea Day. At a time when, you know, Trump was president and dominating Twitter, I think it was the Syrian war that was going on at the exact same time, we managed to actually break through that noise. And for a short amount of time, we actually were trending number one on Twitter. That's a big deal. It's a really, really big deal for a food product without a controversy, without, you know, anything like that to actually trend. I'm often asked, why only 2021? Well, 2022 and 2023, unfortunately, International Tea Day has fallen on a weekend and nobody's celebrating at the same time. So 2024, it falling again on a Monday, is the perfect opportunity to really get that going again.
Young people benefit most from tea health and fitness education. Daily tea consumption delivers on the promise of health and longevity. They know that eating plant-based food is a lifetime habit. It should be the same for tea. Society teaches people to put aside a little money for retirement in their 20s and buy life insurance when premiums are low. The working group has devised a great start to explain the benefits of healthy hydration. But this work is ongoing. In fact, it's never ending. Who will update the research and maintain momentum?
And you're absolutely right. And to answer your last question first, one of the things that we did as a group at the IGG this year was we formed two key pillars within the IGG. One is on sustainability and the other is on advocacy. The advocacy group is being co-chaired by myself and Sri Lanka. Sustainability is being co-chaired by UK and Kenya. And the advocacy group is really the one who's going to carry this forward. Promotion, advocacy, whatever you want to call it. We've decided to call it advocacy. But the idea being that this sport and fitness that we're talking about right now, that the working group on tea and health has sort of, gotten rolling, that's the beginning. That's the first step. And I think that this is an opportunity for us to sort of demonstrate the power of speaking with one voice, even though, you know, our messaging might be slightly different depending on our markets. And just to pick up on what you said earlier about, you know, youth and the power of youth and those habits, I think that, you know, we really need to understand how important and critical that is as an industry, because trying to change people's habits later on in life is hard. They're children or people form most of their habits by the age of 9. 9 years old. That's crazy. We did a study. We did a questionnaire a couple of years ago about young people in Canada between the ages of 18 and 24. And we asked them when they started their tea drinking habits. And it was in their homes before the age of 9. There was a psychological study done. I don't remember when, but if you haven't tried sushi, apparently by the time you're in your 30s, then you're 90% unlikely to ever.
The point is that until you have experienced sushi, it's just a plate of raw fish, right?
Well, but you know, if you haven't, you're less and less likely to try new things the older that you get. But we really need to start learning and thinking about how do we translate this for the consumer? You know, you and I are going to read that that microbiome study and think, yay, that's wonderful. But Joe Public doesn't care about it. They want to know what does it mean for me, right? And translating it into, you know, something like sport and fitness and hydration and mental health, which are such big topics right now, is really important because we need to start living in the real world. If we want to grow this industry, we have to start thinking in the real world as well and how that real world talks, how it behaves, and how it's influenced. And you know, making that connection is what we're hoping to do. So, or planning to do, not hoping to do, we're going to do it. And we're going to be kicking it off. The objective is to be kicking this off for this International Tea Days.
So that's Tuesday, May 21st. How does the launch look at this point?
Well, the beauty of this campaign is that it is whatever you want to make of it. Because at the end of the day, you know, having everybody chip into for one global campaign simply wasn't realistic, right? And I think that that was one of the important elements of when we were considering how do we want to roll this out. We also needed to live in the real world and say, okay, how is this realistically going to happen? And that means putting together this package that we'll be delivering to all of the members of the IGG, and then every member will roll it out however they want to. So if, for example, somebody finds an athlete, as you've suggested, or, you know, a celebrity or whatever it is to endorse or to use within the campaign, then great. If you want to do something as a live event, then great. If it's going to be purely social media, then that's fine as well. As long as we're maintaining some of the elements in terms of, you know, the messaging, sport and fitness, hydration, calm, so tea power, health and fitness, as long as we're all maintaining that as the focus and then all using the same hashtags, that's what's going to make the connection for us. So I think, as I said, the beauty of it is going to be to see how everybody translates this and how it's going to roll out on the one hand differently, but then at the same time unified for this particular International Tea Day. It's important for us to remember that our competition is not ourselves.
Right.
And I think that that's a really, really important message for everybody within this industry to hear. We are not the competition. The competition are other beverages. The only way for us to break through that noise sometimes is that we have to work together. I think that when we have these conversations at the IGG, it's really good opportunities for all of us to work together. But I think that that needs to filter down into the stores, the brands, the influencers, the tea drinkers that are out there doing their, you doing your podcast or, you know, whoever it is that's out there putting out that message. It needs to go down to that micro level as well. And the power that we have in working together is bigger than I think we sometimes understand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.